Chapter 8. He's just not that into you if he's breaking up with you. I don't want to go out with you means just that.
Everyone wants to be loved and needed, particularly by the person that just broke up with us. I understand. What could be better than hearing from the man who just told you he didn't want you in his life anymore? His sad, wistful, "I miss you so much" voice on the end of the phone. It's validating. It's exciting. It's irresistible. But resist you must. If he's not calling you to tell you that he hired a U-Haul to come pick up all of your stuff and move it back into his house, then consider yourself a nice, downy little pillow cushioning him from feelings of loneliness and loss that he's not fully ready to deal with.
The "but he misses me" excuse.
Dear Greg, my boyfriend and I had been dating for 2 years, living together for one. We started fighting and having all sorts of problems. He broke up with me 3 weeks ago, and I moved out. Of course, I'm devastated. The thing is, he calls me all the time. He wants to chat. He asks about my friends, and he wants to know how my family is. He likes to keep up with the little details of my life, just as if we were going out. My friends all say I should stop talking to him, but I think he misses me, and I like that. I miss him. I feel if I stay in touch with him, it will remind him of how great I am, and eventually he will realize that we should be together again. What do you think? Signed, Brenda.
Dear Misty Watercolored Memories, so glad he likes to keep up with the way you were. Who doesn't need another phone pal, especially since you have a new phone and new apartment? Put him on hold and listen to me, Missy. A man who wants to make a relationship work will move mountains to keep the woman he loves. If he's not calling you to tell you he loves you and wants you back, it should only be because he's showing up at your new residence to do it in person. If he's not trying to romance your socks off with dates, flowers, and poetry, it should only be because he's too engrossed with his couple's counseling workbooks and is prioritizing getting back on the right track. If he's not doing any of that, he may love you, he may miss you, but ultimately, he's just not that into you. Stop taking his calls and let him really know what it's like to live without you. Greg.